Earlier this year, Ann Arbor City Council considered ordinance amendments that would limit the tax increment financing revenues the Downtown Development Authority can collect. Council ultimately delayed action until September so members of the council and the DDA could work together on possible changes. Council has now reestablished the Mutually Beneficial Committee under the new name, the Joint DDA Council Committee. Councilmember Saber Briere says the committee will help the city and DDA officials understand what they should be considering.
To provide direction to staff, not to negotiate with each other, not to achieve an agreement, but to work together to provide direction to staff so staff for both the DDA and the council can agree on what we're doing. Hardest thing for me is when staff of one group and staff of the other say, it's not how we read it.
Stephen Kunzelman, Jane Lum, Sally Hart Peterson, and Chris Taylor will serve on the committee for the city council. The DDA is expected to appoint their four members to the committee at their meeting Wednesday. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.